This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, April 14th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5. But remember, 1 week from today, Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, launches. Don't miss it. Details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 this week, the Chinese century. China poised to become the world's leading superpower, which it sees as revenge for the humiliation it suffered from the early 19th century through the mid-20th century at the hands of Western adversaries. A couple of foreign policy masterstrokes by China's President Xi Jinping reported on this week. The handshake between the Iranian and Saudi foreign ministers in Beijing symbolizing this new step. It really is putting the United States and its Western allies into a corner as regards the future of Western Asia and the Middle East. Now, Iran and Saudi Arabia have got a long way to go before they are back on a friendly status, but the fact is they are working now towards bringing Syria back into the Arab League and ending the long proxy war in Yemen between Saudi Arabia and the Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This is a big deal, and it apparently caught the Biden administration by surprise. CIA Director William Burns flew to Riyadh last week to express his disappointment to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at being blindsided by this rapprochement between Iran and Saudi Arabia. One imagines that MBS was not really too concerned. He sees this new alliance with China as a way to make his dream of Saudi Arabia becoming a high-tech hub through that new city of Neom near the border with Jordan along the shore of the Red Sea a reality. The Biden administration basically has alienated our strongest ally in the Persian Gulf, Saudi Arabia, and driven it into the arms of Iran and China, two of our biggest adversaries. This is resulting in a stronger BRICS plus, BRICS being the economic union that features Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, Saudi Arabia soon to join, Iran possibly sitting at that table, and other nations, including Mexico, also expressing interest in joining this as the world continues to divide between the U.S. and NATO on one side and the rest of the world on the other. Topic number 4, Biden in Ireland. Speaking of foreign policy gaffes, Joe Biden landed in Belfast on Tuesday this week to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement that ended the Troubles, a long period of violent unrest in Northern Ireland. Biden took part in events in Belfast before crossing the border Wednesday into the Republic of Ireland. And in typical Biden style, the gaffe master appeared to turn his back on UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak when they met. Now, this photo on the screen behind me was handed out by number 10 Downing Street, but the video told a different story. Biden turning his back on Sunak to talk to other people in the crowd. And this has led, well, unionists in Northern Ireland to criticize Biden as being anti-British. He's made some comments about, you know, his Irish heritage that would seem to play into that as well, Biden not choosing his words carefully. And then the White House had to correct President Biden after he joked about the black and tans during a pub visit. Us Americans here, we're not as familiar with what the black and tans mean to Northern Ireland. Biden was wearing a shamrock decorated tie during a visit to a pub given to him by rugby player Rob Carney, who's a distant relative of the president, saying approvingly that he beat the out of the black and tans. Now, the black and tans was an auxiliary police force that was sent to Ireland by the UK government in the 1920s and hated by Republicans to this day for its brutality. The White House correcting Biden, saying, no, he meant the New Zealand rugby team, the All Blacks. But given Biden's reputation for, well, gaffes, the crowd in the pub laughed, but not sure whether he meant what he said or not. To be quite honest, we're not sure if Biden knew or meant what he said. Anyway, moving on. Topic number 3, story we didn't report on earlier this week, but this is significant enough to make the list this week. An estimated 18,000 milking cows were killed. One person left critically injured after an explosion at a Texas dairy farm on Monday of this week. Authorities have yet to determine the cause of this explosion. The Castro County Sheriff's Office confirmed with Fox News Digital the cows were in a holding area before being brought in for milking when this fire broke out at the South Fork Dairy Farm in Dimmitt, Texas. Authorities say the explosion rocked nearby houses. The smoke could be seen from 30 miles away. Very few of the cattle in the holding area survived. The Animal Welfare Institute estimated the incident was the deadliest barn fire in Texas, the deadliest involving cattle since the organization started tracking incidents like this in 2013. Castro County Police Sheriff Sal Rivera confirmed that early speculation pointed to a piece of machinery overheating, which caught fire, but this spread so quickly that none of the cattle could be evacuated, which suggests perhaps an accelerant being used, which then points to this being a deliberately set fire. Now, I don't want to speculate because I don't have any evidence to that effect, but this is not the first time a major food producer in the U.S. has suffered catastrophic damage to production capability. In January of this year, a massive fire swept through a Connecticut egg farm, killing as many as 100,000 chickens. There have been a number of other incidents, dozens of other incidents at food production facilities in the U.S. over the past couple of years, but this one, 18,000 dairy cows wiped out in a single fire. That's big. Topic number two, the decline of America's cities. Walmart, we told you this week, closing half its stores in Chicago, four of the eight shutting down after 17 years of losses year after year. According to a press release, Walmart said these stores were losing tens of millions of dollars a year and their annual losses have doubled over the last 5 years, which roughly coincides with the Lori Lightfoot administration and the election of Kim Fox, a George Soros-backed district attorney, county prosecutor, who has chosen to de-emphasize prosecuting crimes like shoplifting. It's hard to make a profit when your goods are just walking out the front door. Just last month, Walmart completely pulled out of Portland, Oregon for the same reason. Can't turn a profit when your goods are walking out the store. This news follows last week's announcement that the flagship Whole Foods store in San Francisco shut down. Same reason. Other retailers like Walgreens, Target, CVS, 7-Eleven implementing new procedures in major cities to try to curtail the loss, the shrinkage experienced in those stores, like closing early, hiring armed guards, or conducting all business through bulletproof windows. Because you can't trust people to come into the store and actually pay for the stuff they take off the shelf. The fact is, when you live in a low-trust environment like the one that is being created in America's largest cities, you can no longer have retail operations like Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS, and so forth, because they can't turn a profit. The people who live in those areas then are the ones who pay the price because they no longer have access to things they need. And I think this is the fundamental purpose behind George Soros bankrolling these soft-on-crime district attorneys. They want to fundamentally deconstruct American society so as to rebuild it along new lines. Hashtag Great Reset. Coming up, speaking of fundamentally restructuring society, killing Bud Light. That's next on the Friday Five.
There is a huge web of deception that has been intentionally woven into the underbelly of everything we perceive to be reality here on Earth. And it is compounded by falsehoods uttered from the lips of our governments, militaries, and even the Vatican. But what is the lie? And what is at stake? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection. When you order the new documentary film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings, Lies of Men and Gods, exposing the fallen angel agenda, the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race from the Skywatch TV store. You'll also receive the two full-length bonus DVDs, Humanity's Twilight and Extinction Protocols. First, in the brand new groundbreaking documentary, Lies of Men and Gods, you will see how the globalists who control our governments, militaries, and parts of the Vatican are working to condition the masses of the world to accept the premise that aliens set to arrive here on Earth very soon are our technological, moral, and even spiritual superiors, and that they are in fact our creators. Featuring interviews with legends in Bible prophecy like Steve Quayle and Dr. Thomas Horn, This incredible expose burrows deep into the veiled reality of evil, which Satan is actively trying desperately to keep hidden from view, with never-before-seen footage of evidence that points to the absolute genetic corruption of human beings. This film endeavors to give you the unfiltered truth about who and what is actually controlling our planet. In The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection, you'll also receive Daniel Holding's DVD presentation, Humanity's Twilight. This fascinating DVD delves into one of the most tumultuous times in recent American history and how modern-age pandemics are being used by governments of the world to usher in a massive loss of individual freedoms, civil unrest, famine, and even war. This video presentation serves as an outright warning about what's coming in the days ahead. But that's not all. Also included in this must-have collection is Daniel Holding's DVD presentation, Extinction Protocols. This powerhouse DVD brings you face-to-face with the realities of how globalists are, right now, plotting the deaths of over 90% of the Earth's population from forced medical interventions, alien disclosures, AI technology, and the end of paper money to the explosion of cryptocurrencies and precious metals. Extinction Protocols covers what you need to know in order to be prepared for what is coming next. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Time is short. The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection may be the last opportunity to expose an evil that waits at our doorstep. It is a reality that is stranger than fiction. The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week on the Friday Five, it's not just about the beer. The corporate-sponsored mockery of womanhood, that is 26-year-old Dylan Mulvaney, a young man playing the role of a woman on TikTok, and a childish woman at that. No adult woman I know behaves like Dylan Mulvaney in his TikTok videos. In fact, most young girls don't behave the way Dylan Mulvaney does in most of his TikTok videos. He claims to be more than a year into womanhood. And for his disturbingly demeaning parody of what it means to be a woman, he's been rewarded with an estimated $1.5 million in corporate sponsorships from Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, Kate Spade, a women's line of clothing, and Nike, women's athletic wear. Just remember, Dylan Mulvaney is not the problem. He is a symptom. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the principalities and powers behind these corporate sponsorships are trying to deconstruct in the minds of young people, those who flock to TikTok to get their view of the world, is to deconstruct what God created and called good. Have you not read, from the beginning created he them male and female? Mulvaney, in my eyes, and I'm no psychologist, so bear that in mind, but in my eyes, he appears to be a profoundly unhappy young man who's found a way to monetize his pain. And there are those who are more than happy to reward him. But remember, they're not rewarding Dylan Mulvaney. They're rewarding what he represents, which is this rejection of God's plan for humanity. Created he them, male and female. His corporate sponsors, they will, at some point, no longer reward him when he ages out of the role and more people see him as a grown man behaving like a very childish and spoiled little girl and perceive it as grotesque rather than amusing or something to be celebrated. They will move on from him, and he'll be left with nothing but ashes. And that is tragic. Pray for this young man and others who are being used in this way, because again, they're not being rewarded for who or what they are, but just what they represent, which is a rejection of God's divine order. And sadly, we'll see more of this, as we learned this week, a new social credit score called CEI, the Corporate Equality Index, is pushing America's largest corporations to embrace symbols like Dylan Mulvaney. It's a lesser-known part of the influential ESG ethical movement, ethical investing movement, environmental, social, and corporate governance scores, which are being pushed by the country's top three investment firms. CEI, a subset of this, being promoted by the Human Rights Campaign, which is the world's largest lobbyist on behalf of the LGBTQ plus movement. ESG funds invest in companies that oppose fossil fuels, push for unionization, and stress racial and gender goals over merit in hiring and corporate board selection. Being pushed by America's three largest investment banks, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street Bank, they're among the top shareholders in America's largest corporations, and thus many of America's most powerful CEOs are more concerned with pleasing their corporate masters than actually making a profit for their shareholders. And because they're being graded on how closely they embrace symbols like this, we will see more of this in the months and years ahead. A deconstruction of society. Well, this is all part of the One World Rising movement, which is why Skywatch TV has adopted this as the theme for our next virtual conference. It launches next week, Friday. Two dozen presentations by presenters like Tom Horn, Carl Gallops, Dr. Judd Burton, Ryan Peterson, Donna Howell, Josh Peck, yours truly, many others. You'll find the complete list of speakers on a range of topics, all arranged around this theme, One World Rising, at DefenderConference.com. You'll also get access to all six Skywatch Films feature-length documentaries, including the two award winners, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. All of those also related to this prophetic topic, One World Rising. Find out more and sign up today so you're ready to go as soon as the video content is released. DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Skywatch TV depends on your gifts to continue to do what we do, which is not just bringing you this updates. It's really to finance the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And you can learn more about the work there as we prepare for a new camping season at the ranch, WhisperingPoniesRanch.com. For your gift of any amount during the month of April, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a copy of the book End Times Investigations. Again, very timely for the days in which we live. You can find out more online at skywatchtv.com. Look for the big red donate button, or you can call us to find out more and give if you are so led. 844-750-4985. And thank you. This week on Skywatch TV, the new Steve Quayle documentary, Lies of Gods and Men, is the topic. Daniel Holdings joining Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team to discuss the Vatican, extraterrestrials, and, One World Rising. It is a jaw-dropping series of conversations. You'll find the broadcast schedule posted for the over-the-air program, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch that program right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is there. You can also find it at the new YouTube channel, Skywatch TV, back on YouTube, at least for the main program. All of our video content at our Rumble channel, skywatchtv.com/Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Got that reverse. Easiest thing to do, though, is add Roku or Apple TV to your TV and then add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. All of our video content then on your big screen. You can also get it there by downloading our free mobile app to iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and then using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to cast the video content to your TV without wires. It really works. If you've got a relatively modern smart TV, that's the way to go. Again, the Skywatch TV mobile app is free and available for all major platforms. We have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.